Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Those of you who were not here in the beginning, I said something. I want to repeat it. That I've studied the pattern of certain things happening. That is dreams, conversation, and engagement with some few people. Help me with the microphone. It sings my voices. And I found out that the message that we have entered into the strategic prayers is actually stirring up things. People are having dreams, encounters, and everything that is calling for spiritual warfare. And I want to retrieve that if the whole of this month you have not been able to fast a day or had a crossover a day, to pray through resolving spiritual conflict, do it today. Because this month is ending with a breakout. And I hope you hear the testimonies that are flowing. What is that said? You may not know how serious it is. The car that we use, when we are left with 3 bars, it means buy 4 now. So we saw 3 bars. And when we saw the 3 bars, we decided to take a road which we forgot that road, we were not going to find a fuel station any moment now. So we're coming from Lagos and we took to the hospital. And you know, when we take to the hospital, we're going to come out from Joel. And you know, from Joel all the way to La Paz, there is no any fuel station to La Paz. And when we even got on the La Paz road, instead of us to take the outer lane, we, as usual, as it was just accelerating. So it means that the only opportunity for us to find a fueling station will be at Malam Junction. The moment we took that road, I said, hey, Caesar, we need to buy fuel. Because we saw these trains alert. The next thing, we are just conversing, and then we just look on the dashboard, and there was one. I said, ah, Caesar, where from this one? He said, I don't know. I said, ah. I said, okay. And I told him that if we get to a fueling station, and it remains that one, or let's say that one disappears, this one is an angel behind us. Like joke. We drove from Lagos to Malam Junction. The moment we stopped at the filling station, the one disappeared. Not before. When the moment we park and you say we are buying fuel, that one disappeared. And the truth is, I do believe in angelic provisions. He was looking at us, yeah. Angels are real. They are real. They are very real. So I thank God because as a pastor, one of our major concerns now is that because of the abject poverty and then hardship that we have in the country or this setting of Africa, our messages and our focus is now more of being solution providers. Okay. So instead of men of God to focus on building people to conform to the image of Christ, we are forced to rather be more of providing solutions. So we now focus our messages on breakthroughs and all kinds of things. They are not wrong. They are part of our Christian journey because the Bible says when we seek thee the kingdom, all these things shall be added. So these things are part of our kingdom pursuit, but the kingdom must be the first thing. But now, because of the heat over here, we are actually changing things. So you see that men of God are now not able to focus to teach and build people, but rather are more into visa, breakthrough, binding witches, killing witches, all kinds of stuff, so that people can have peace of mind. Are you with me? So, if you are in a church like this, that we don't do bind, break, loose. Are you with me? When we don't organize prophetic service, visa breakthrough services, and people come here with wild testimony. And if I tell you that there is somebody who will be traveling very soon, you don't even believe it. I've been prophesying. Somebody will be leaving soon. We have not prayed. We haven't organized any service for. But at least I can say that by the close of August, 2 people will leave us. That was not prophecy. I know. It has happened. And people come with wild testimony. She got admission and she came to church. She said, Pastor, I've gotten admission. Because a prophecy was already hanging on her head. When her paper was withheld at Lagos, and I told her that you are going to write the exams and pass and get your certificate because I see you as a lawyer. And there is a ministry for you to reach out to children and women as a lawyer. Defend them. This is your calling. And God will make way. See, the same lecturer who has been very difficult to pass there was the same lecturer who wrote exams, and in fact, she gave a result that the lecturer has not given anybody before. True of us. That lecturer, he doesn't give that kind of grade. She gave it to her. I said, this is to tell you that God is in charge. She went to Makola, first one, and first she was broken. I said, so what? When you fall, you shall rise again. Go the second one. Affliction shall not happen for the second time. I told her that scripture. She went and she passed. When she passed, she was not happy. Because she said the school fees. I said, if God will not pay, will you have even asked you to pass in the first place? Have you ever seen God doing something he hasn't finished? She came to church yet. Do you remember? Then I said, madam. She said, oh, pastor, it is left with 5 days to school. I have not paid my fees. Is that not so? I said, your fees should be paid. The moment she got home, the following day, 18,000 was released. She called, I laughed. I said, we are not done yet. Wait. Let God show you what he can do. Let me tell you, just be in the will of God. That is all for you. Be in the will of God. Now, you believe that ravens can feed you, right? Now, when we tell you in scripture that the children of Israel walked on the desert, they didn't farm, 40 years they ate. Do you believe it now? Going to school without money, but you come back fully fed. You don't need money, you need God. That is it. You don't need the money, you need God. So, you see, that's what the Bible says, seek thee the kingdom. And that's what I thank God for in this church. That as our pursuit is to know him more, to grow in him, to become like him, to become the image of Christ, all other things are being added. I pray for anybody here who is up to any expectation from God. The Bible said the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. God will meet your expectation. This year will not end without you not seeing the expectations. The Bible said the expectations of the righteous shall never be cut off. God will meet you at your point of expectation. So seek thee the kingdom, conform to the image of Christ. And you understand that the things that the pastors preach in the Bible, the testimonies that people are sharing, they are real. They are real. They are not myth. They are real, tangible. And I can't give you a testimony that somebody called me that God said I should pray for you to receive the spirit of wisdom and sow a seed of 600 cities. Do I look like wisdom? Said I was fasting and praying for 7 days and God told me, midnight, 12 a.m., I was studying. Said, pastor, God said you should pray for me and I should sow 600 cities into your life. After that, I was not having money for church, 0.00. Now, do I look like wisdom? I took the money and said, may God do as you have instructed. That was the prayer. Finish. God did it. You don't know how God can take care of you. None of you here will ever lack. It is not part of our spiritual mandate. You can't lack. Amen. So let's focus on the most important thing. Let's focus on what we can do and let God do what he can do. Is that not it? So as our customers, let's take our anchor scriptures. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28. Today we are looking at possessive prayers. Possessive prayers. We are still on strategic prayers. We are done with prosecution prayers. We are coming to possessive prayers. I told you there are three divisions in resolving spiritual conflict booklet that I've seen, and we are taking it from those departments. So we have done with the aspect of prosecution. We are looking at what? Possessive prayers. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We are reading to the verse 20. So follow. And the Lord God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image God created he, him. Male and female. So gender, it is not non-binary. It is male and female. What other gender we have is as a result of iniquity manifesting in people. Male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea. And over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell,
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Continue. Continue. And you that were sometimes, okay. Okay, let's end that verse 20. It's okay. You read too much. Time is fast, man. So let's. Last scripture we are all going to read together as usual. Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. The book of Joshua. Chapter 14, verse 12. Are we there? Can we? Are you ready? We are all reading. You can see, right? Let's go. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Be bold. Say it. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou headest in that day. How? The Anakims were there. And that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord saith. Possessive. Hallelujah. In the same atmosphere that you have carried yourself from the worship, be in that atmosphere. If you switch, I'll give you the microphone. Are you with me? So, we started looking at kinds of prayers. This has been the whole issue. And we said that Jesus propounded two kinds of prayers. And the first kind of prayer was the prayer to the Father through him. Okay? And the second kind of prayer is the prayer that we directed to the devil, circumstances, and situation in his name. And we said that that second kind of prayer is what forms what we call the strategic prayers. And we have looked at the concept of strategic prayers. We have spoken about it. And we found out that with strategic prayers, there are three dimensions of strategic prayers. By the grace of God, all these messages are available on the podcast platform. So you can follow if you are new to what we are doing. So strategic prayers, as we said, are prayers we prayed as a result of strategic moments in our life. And when that moment comes, we are to defend our right and what privilege. Or we have to contend and secure our right and privilege that has been secured for us in Christ Jesus. And that is the right and privilege of every mankind that Jesus has secured for us. So in that, we find out that to be able to secure your right and privilege and enjoy it to the fullest, number one, you must learn to prosecute in prayer strategically. So we examine the concept of what? Prosecution. Are we all there? And we all came to a point to understand that prosecution is necessary because there are legal grounds by which the enemy shall stand to what? Fight you. And as long as the believer is subjected to the concept of trial, which is what? Being processed through legal means, it means that every believer must be able to what? Face and defend him or herself legally before the court of heavens. Do you follow? We found out that, in conclusion, we found out that there are four practical stages in prosecuting or be involved in prosecution prayers. You remember them? Number one, affirmation of what? Identity. Number two, agreeing with the what? Adversary. Number three, arguing our case based on the written word. And number four, what? We make decrees. Now, when we have resolved or when we have dealt with prosecution prayers, the next thing that we have to do is that we become possessive. So we pray possessive what? Prayers or possessional what? Prayers. Now, let me define the word possessive. Being possessive means having a strong desire to control or dominate something. That is the meaning of the word what? Possessive. The desire to what? Control. A strong desire, very important, is the adjective qualifying the desire. So this is not just any mere desire, but a desire that is strong. And the aim of this desire is to what? To control or what? Dominate something. And I want to let you know that every typical natural human being, it is in our typical character or in our natural nature to express possession or being possessive. So a typical natural character expressing of every human of the need to own or control any object or a situation. It's a typical nature of every man. So as you are here, it is very natural about you that you have the need to have control over objects or things or situation. Why? Because God created man to dominate, which is we were created to be possessive. Are you following? We are laying the foundation. So as we are here, the reason why God created us, our number one instinct is to be what? Possessive. Naturally. So God created man to be possessive of the earth. Are we there? And the heavens. When I'm talking about heavens, I'm talking about the atmospheric God. Heavens, which is not the planetary what? Bodies. So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, God said that let us make man in our heart, image and what? And let them what? Have what? Dominion. So that word dominion is to what? Be possessive. To exercise what? Control. A desire. So every human by nature, the reason why you are a human being and you are on this earth is because you are created to be possessive. So there's nothing wrong when we see those elements about you. Are we following? Let's read something in the book of Psalm 89 verse 11. Psalm 89 verse 11. Why are we possessive? Let's read. The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast what? Founded them. So the Bible is saying that this heavens is God's. Are you following? Are you there? And the earth is also what? His own. Even the world and the fullness of this world, is talking about the glory and everything there, they are founded by God. It means that it was under God's permission. Now, what was God's intent of creating man? That man would rule over them. Are you there? So we are naturally possessive. We have strong desires as humans to what? Control. This is the very reason why God created mankind. Even to the extent that a day-born child would want to have its own control over his immediate environment. A day-born child. That is how powerful this nature in man is. Because we are created to be what? Possessive. Now, the case over here is that this nature of man to be dominative or to act in this manner, to be possessive, is first of all spiritual and then secondly what? Natural. Follow me very well. In the book of John chapter 3 verse 31, let's read. Now in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the Bible said, and God created them. He created them in spirit. The material at that time, the material man at that time is spirit. And it is that spirit dimension that God what? Pronounced the dominion blessing. In Genesis chapter 2, you see that the man was what? Formed. Are you with me? Are you with me? So the dominion character is first of all spiritual. Now let's read. In John chapter 3 verse 31, and he that cometh from above is what? Above all. This scripture means that whoever comes from above, you're talking about he that comes from the spirit dimension, is above everything. So our natural instinct of exercising dominion is as a result of what our spiritual dimension received. And this was so serious that in Genesis chapter 2, what something? In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, when God pronounced the blessing on man, and that blessing was to possess the earth, dominion, you find out that God was withheld in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4 and 5. See something about it. The earth was kept to still because the possessor was not in place. Check. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in that day that the Lord God made the earth and the earth, the heavens. Verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it was grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Because there was no possessor, every other thing on this earth was on a standstill. Even rain, which is an expression of what? The heavens. I'm talking about, couldn't come down. Why? Because the one to exercise control was not in place. So spiritually, we have dominion, and naturally we have what? Dominion. So it is what is in our spirit realm that has been filtered into our natural expression. In other words, there can never be any form of control unless there is man. That's why when you find even one man, have you ever noticed that it takes a young child can lead about 10 or 4 or 6 cattle? Have you seen it before? That is telling you the power of man. Those cattle are the mercy of that young guy. They will hunger and starve if he doesn't lose them. Are you there? So we are naturally what? Possessive. Now let's follow. What happened? Something happened in the Garden of Eden. And we all know this story very well, that Adam gave out his place of what? Authority, dominion. Is that not it? But most times we don't understand the context of what happened in the Garden of Eden. And this is what happened. What man lost in the Garden of Eden was not his natural dominion, but the spiritual dominion. That is why every natural man, number one, follow me. Are you following me? What Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, which is the possessive nature, was not the spirit, was not the physical dimension or the natural dimension. It was the spiritual dimension. If it was the physical, you will find out that these various things will not happen. Number one, watch. Even though Adam lost, okay, his dominion to the devil, you can see that naturally, man is able to be fruitful, both in body and labor. Don't we give birth? What was the dominion mandate? The dominion mandate said, we should what? Be fruitful. Are we not being fruitful? Are human beings not giving birth? When are they not fruit of our labor? Is it not happening? Those who are not born again, are they not giving birth? So it means that the dominion mandate which was lost was not that of the physical. But you find out that it is that of the spiritual. That is why you need to be born again to have the fruit of the spirit. But the spirit of man was never fruitful. Self-control, love, there was not there. So humans, mankind, was fruitful in the flesh, in the natural, but they were never fruitful in the spirit. So until Jesus came, no man was ever instructed to bear the fruit of the spirit. Because that dominion mandate was not there. That man can bear the fruit of the spirit, it was not there. So what Adam lost in the garden was not the natural dominion. Are you with me? Follow me. Number two, you found out that man is able to multiply in goods and in natural things. But the spirit of man is not able to multiply. That is what? Growth. So we never see the spirit of man subjected to growth. Are you all there? So you see that the spirit of man was always wretched. There was no growth. It was dead. But the natural man was multiplying. Multiplying means what? Growth. Because if I add one to one, that is what? A step. That means there's what? Growth. So man, and this I'm talking about is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Be fruitful, multiply. So if Adam lost his dominion mandate, why are we seeing it? What he lost was not the spiritual, the physical one, the natural one. He lost the spiritual one. So I'm comparing both of them. You see that man naturally can be fruitful, but the natural man who's not born again cannot be fruitful in the spirit. Can multiply in the physical, but cannot multiply in the what? In the spirit. There's no spiritual growth. Number three, the third mandate of possession was what? Replenish. Which is what? To fill or to make the earth full. In other words, spiritual what? Or to other words, dominant. We can see that man is able to dominate naturally. Are we not dominating naturally? A man can come here and in a space of time, he will take over the whole place. This dominance of man is why we can now fly in the air. We have dominated. You see, we are so dominant. We are replenishing. We are filling the air to the point that now we are even planning to live on Mars. That is how the dominant nature of man is being seen. But we can see that man is not able to dominate the spirit. Are you with me? There are no spiritual dominance. The natural man does not have any dominance in the spirit. Men are able to harness the goods and the blessings that are in water. Now we are able to go to the deepest part of the earth and bring out natural resources. But we are not able to go to the deepest part of the earth, the spirit. Why? The dominion man lost was a spiritual dominion. could subdue the earth, but man could not subdue the spirit. The spiritual realm, man could not subdue it. What is the word of meaning of the word subdue? The word subdue means to prevent something from existing or developing. When God told Adam, subdue, which was the last instruction to dominion, what he was telling Adam is that make sure that there is no chance for something of this sort to exist or develop. Why was he warning Adam? Because the devil was already around. Before Adam was created, Lucifer was there. So the subdue was that don't let the devil. That is why you see that when dominion mandate was restored spiritually, one of the instructions to the believer is what? Resist the devil. That's subdue. Oh, are you with me? It was never in the Old Testament they were told that subdue the devil. It was the newborn creature that we have that mandate to tell the devil or to subdue the devil. So he says, submit yourself unto God and do what? Resist the devil. And you do what? You flee. The Bible says, and give no foothold. So man is able to subdue the earth to the point that wild animals, we are able to tame them and make them what? Pets. Go to Saudi Arabia and all these countries. Are you here in Ghana? Here, somebody has a lion as a pet. Can you see the power of dominion? We are able to subdue, tame wild animals, but you can't tame the devil. That's why you can even have a lion as a pet, but a small girl will mark your paper in the realms of the spirit. She will subdue you. Those days, we used to hear these stories that teachers who used to beat a lot in school. If you beat me in the morning, I also subdue you in the night. So the subduing was in two dimensions. Those were, hallelujah. But you have heard of these stories. So the teacher woke up with being examined by scourging spiritually. Come to school and the teacher himself will know that yes, I've been examined spiritually. Hallelujah. So the natural man is able to subdue, express all kinds of dominion principles. But you find out that spiritually you are not able to do that. So as I said, the natural man is able to do all these things, subdue, have control over the natural things. But spiritually, so the immediate environment of the natural man, are you following me? So, but the same natural man cannot be able to control the devil or demands of the flesh because he lost his spiritual dominion, which is to subdue both the physical and the spiritual environment. That affects his or immediate environment. So in Romans chapter 7, verse 14 to 24, let's see what Paul described the natural man. Watch. For we know that the law is spiritual. Do you get it? The law that God gave that replenish, be fruitful, have dominion is spiritual. The laws of God are what? Spiritual. But I am what? Carnal, sold under what? Sin. Continue. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do, I not. Hey, King James. For what which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. It still doesn't want to make sense to me, but you will continue. It will make sense in the name of Jesus. And next time, I think we have to buy the paid version, okay? So that you can change. Sometimes you read King James. Hallelujah. Are you with me? But we understand what he's saying, right? But what I hate, that do what? I. Continue. For then I do that which I would not. I consent unto the Lord that it is what?
It's good.
So the natural man is confessing here that although I have the willpower, I agree that certain things that happen in my immediate environment and everything is beyond me. So I agree. That's where man will come to a point and agree that, oh, as for alcohol, I can't stop. He can dominate. Clever student. Brilliant. Lawyer, whatever he can talk about, but he cannot quit addiction. That dominion, it is not physical. It's not a natural one. Are you with me? So Paul painted the natural man that although the natural man has the ability to control the natural realm, but that dominion thing, that power, that man is seeking to have. That is why you see that man is still hungry for power. Let's move on. Time. Hence, when man does not feel to be in control of their lives or circumstances, follow me very well. Because we have been able to express natural principle of dominion to control the physical things and everything. The moment you notice that the spiritual, I know that life is spiritual because we are spiritual beings. I'm not saying life is spirit, it's spiritual because we are spiritual beings. So when man finds that man within my life and situations around me, I'm not able to control it. Do you know what happened? Our whole being begin to react negatively. So you notice that there are certain behavioral patterns and activities man will begin to engage in just because he wants to have control over all that which is spiritual. Example. You see that men will decide to kill other people just to have control. The reason why they took you to Agbala is because they want, they can't do it. They have tried by themselves and found out that this one, it is not the natural one. So we have to take him there and eliminate him. Yes, the reason why they took you to that malam to take you out of the office is because they know that by strength, no man shall prevail. And the reason that he wants to take over that office, control that office, determine, possess it, and whatever he will do it. So they'll kill. Either physically or spiritually. So when you see somebody killing, it's not anything, no. He wants to be possessive. He wants to see that dominion man that is lost. He's finding another way to what? Express it. So you see, another one here is drugs. They want to be high, but they can't be the most high. No matter how you high. So people will hide to write papers. You see, you don't know. But some stage performances by these secular artists, they are high. They are in there, they are suspending. But no matter how they high, they can't be the most high. Because even the one who wanted to be the most high couldn't reach. Are we there? So people, because they want to have control over their lives, and they say that they are not able to do it, and they don't know how to come about it, so they have to devise other means. Add alcohol. So sometimes, if their life has battered them so much, and they want to forget it, they just smoke it. But you can never smoke your problem away. You can't drink it away. If your in-law is a bad in-law, no matter amount of alcohol you take and you tell your mind, it should not change. That's why you call it kikibichrawasi. A high lawyer. So all these behavioral patterns we see in people is because naturally we are able to put things under control. Such a person can cram books, can study, can do so, but their life, which is an expression of a spiritual thing and situations around them, it is so tough on them and they don't know how to go about it because that dominion is not there. So they must find way. So these behavior patterns are seen. Let's look at some cheating. Any form of cheating. But when I said cheating, I see your change in face. Let me talk about that one, right? Should I talk about that cheating? Hey, you people like love. Most times, people who cheat in relationship are people who want to be very controlled. They want to control. And if they are not able to have their way, they will want to escape. If you see a husband leaving their wife for another woman, it's because the marriage he has tried to control things, it didn't work. So he's finding a way of escape. Because we are possessive naturally, so we want to have control over our system. Cheating, embezzlement of funds. Don't blame your politicians. They are trying to control. Oh, do you know why? They know that if they release money, you'll be blessed. And that you have the willpower. So the only way they can control is to take your willpower from you. I'm telling you, some of the things they are doing is deliberate. You don't know. It's deliberate. Some of these things our leaders are doing, I'm telling you, it's deliberate. It is a way. Why is it that election year, a lot of money are giving out? A lot of projects are done. Why? It's a way to control. To have control over the system. Two of us. That's the politician there. So man is possessive. We are God. We will at any instant want to come. So they will keep the money. So that they want to make it for you to know that to have 100 Ghana cedis is wealth. So that you'll be at their mercy. Because you, if you have it easy in life, will you respect them? So when they give you one bag of rice, it is valuable. So you vote for them. Even if they give you a t-shirt, you vote. Because you don't have nothing to wear. So that will be your shirt for service, shirt for programs. All your life, you have not traveled. So you think these things I'm saying, they are a joke. But I can tell the common t-shirt can buy votes. It doesn't take much. 100 Ghana cedis is too much. 50 cedis can get you a vote. Because for the whole life of that person, the whole year, 50 cedis, he or she has not seen some. Travel, and you know that Ghana is not Accra and Kumasi. I think now we have to do excursion. Take people to places. If you see water that people are drinking, the water that people are they vote. There are electoral areas over there. They'll vote. This year they'll vote. But they are sharing water with cattle. Animals. See, I've drank stream water before. As yellowish as it is, we drank it. So people will keep things, embezzle funds, all in name of what? Being possessive, going to control, possess Ghana. Ghana is here. So there's this one. I'm associated with Oja Inira. Yes, Obese Abonibo. Yes, Obese Abonibo. Because man is possessive. That's what we created to do. So when the corruption sets in and we lost the spiritual dimension, we want to still get it by all foul means. Are you with me? So if you're a believer and don't understand this thing, you have to be possessive. We will get there. Hallelujah. So this is a common nature, the things I've mentioned. You know them. All these negative patterns that people exhibit, all these behavioral patterns that people exhibit in attempt to control, to be in charge, is because man is naturally what? Possessive. Do you know this is so serious? That when man is not able to subdue or control his immediate environment and life, man will choose to die rather than to be controlled. Do you know the meaning of suicide? Suicide simply means I am not able to control, so I'll not allow it to what? Control me. Anybody who attempts suicide is because they were in a situation that they had no control over. And that they cannot continue to be a subject to that situation. So they chose what? An escape. Yes. If somebody is depressed and they have fought the depression over and over and over, and the depression is not going, suicide is the best way. Why? God created us to be what? Possessive. So we are possessive beings. And that is what God created us to be. Just that we lost our first place of living that reality throughout sin. I said, you became a Christian because Jesus promised you power. What was the last promise that Jesus promised us? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And you shall do what? And you shall receive what? That is why you are here. Because you want to possess. To be able to possess something comes with what? Power. Are you on the same page now? I just want to help you to understand why you act the way you are acting. Why you, when something wants to control you, you are not okay, because you are not created to be controlled. You are created to what? To control. But because of the deficiency in our spirit and sin, We don't have the qualities to do so. So we created our own means to what? Achieve them. Are we there? But glory be to God. That when Jesus came and died, that problem was what? fixed. Are you on the same page? That problem was what? Fixed. So now man do not need to go on the path of what? Foul means and negative behaviors to have control. Oh. That's why the Bible said that these men turned the city out upside down. That was a revelation. See, they marveled at Jesus on the sea because they have never seen a man who is able to control to the point that he controls the hot waves. So what manner of man is this? Jesus was trying to tell them that you don't need to do foul things because these things are created to be subjected to what? To you. So Jesus could heal the sick. Do you know, and when Jesus said that he is forgiven, they said, who are you to what? But they don't know that it is in the dominion mandate that man has the ability to return and to forgive. So the day that Jesus rose from death and he met himself, said, from today, you can forgive or you can retain the sin of man. We are very powerful beings. That's what I said, be very careful of what? The new creature. So when we become born again, that void, that dominion authority that was lost, and that dominion authority is in Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. The seal that was broken was the seal that was broken. That was the destiny of man that was captured as a result of sin. So you see that dominion mandate was in expression of 70, number one, blessing. Let's go. What is it? To receive what? Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. That is the dominion expression of man. And Jesus what? Broke the seal and set man free to have it. So we are no more subjected to the weird, wretched way of trying to control our lives. Control our immediate what? Environment. Are we there? Are we there? Can we move on now? Okay, good. So give me Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23. Watch something. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to what? The church. Are we there? Verse 23. Which is his body, that fullness of him that what filled all in all. Can you see replenish over here? So the church received the full mandate to replenish, to subdue. That is it. So I want to let you know that if you are here and don't have the willpower and the desire to be in charge of things, you are not a human being. If you are here and you are okay that things are controlling you, you are not a human being. You are not living to your reasons of creation. Because we are created to control, not to be controlled. So if you are here, say, okay, me dear, as for this is my sickness, you are not serious. You don't understand who you are. You don't know yourself. When it came up, if it is your sickness, why are you treating it? Because you don't want it to control you. Oh, as for we dear, poverty, then why are you working? Why are you trying to look for opportunities and breakthrough? You are acting another way, but you are confessing another thing. No. So as you are here, it is natural for you to be desirable, strong desire to control things, material things, everything. Yes, money shouldn't control. You have to control money. Now that Jesus has restored us, there's a problem now we have to solve. So what is the problem? Let's move on. When Christ came to die and restore man back fully to dominion, the devil is already occupying many things in our lives and our immediate environment. What happened in the Garden of Eden? He took charge. He didn't joke with it. So now that we are born again, the devil is not going to stay back. He's already occupying things. Are you following me? So what do? We have to take our position first of all. That is our spiritual expression. And contend for what? Our lives, situations, and things by redeeming them through reconciliation and possessing them. So, how the believer possesses things or possesses his life or possesses his environment is by what? Reconciliation. Are we there? Are we there? So this reconciliation mandate was what was captured in the book of Mark chapter 3. Let's go to Mark chapter 3 verse 27. The Bible said, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods. Are you there? So the Bible was telling us that there is a strong man in this house, this earth. We cannot just enter there and what? Spoil his goods. Except what? He first of what? So you see why we pray prosecution prayers. Are you on the same page now? Except he first of what? Bind them. That's why we take our position. That's why prosecution prayers is just for you to secure your position. Affirmation of who you are and the right to act as a king. So once we have gone to God to prosecute the devil, now we descend as kings, stronger than the strong man, and bind him. And what happens? Bind the strong man, and then we have what? And then he what? Spoil. So if you don't bind, you can't have the spoil. And there's a strong man. In that family, there's a strong man. So if you don't mind, you can't have a good marriage. I said, in that family, there is a strong man. If you don't bind him, that prosperity, you never get it. How can you bind him? Because in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23, he has made us that ability to what? Fill every place. Having power over principalities and powers. I pray for you. You see, don't go and then prosecute the devil and go and sleep. After prosecuting, bind him and take the spoil. Are we there? So we bind the devil, and then when we bind him, now we take the spoil. The taking of the spoil is what we call redeeming. Are we there? So possessive prayers is when we redeem creation, our lives and things that it belongs to us, and we possess it. Are we on the same page now? And it's a strategic prayer. So redemption is only possible when we are able to put up a fight for what is ours, which is what? Our inheritance. So God told Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. He said, young man, as for the land of Canaan I've given to you people, but wherever the sole of your feet shall tread. That word tread means lock up your weapons. So no fight, no land. So if you fight for one square of a meter, that is what you get. So if your desire is to just be having 10,000 Ghana cedis in your account, that's what you get. The believer can desire as much as he wants. There is no limit to it. Are you with me? So the problem here is not that we are not in our position. We don't have the power. The problem is how much are we willing to have? Possessive prayers. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, when we want to redeem, are you with me? When we want to redeem, I'll come to the redemption aspect. Then we should be ready to what? Fight. Because there's already a strong man. Are you on the same page? Therefore, what is possessive prayers? Possessive prayers are prayers we pray to first of all enforce our dominion mandate that has been restored unto us. Do you know the dominion mandate? The spiritual blessing. Do you remember the spiritual blessing? It's our dominion mandate that we must have power, we must be rich, we must be blessed, we must be honored, we must walk in glory. All the seven of them is our dominion mandate. So, by taking back, and number two, and what? Taking back everything that the devil is illegally occupying as a result of the loss of our mandate of dominion in the Garden of Eden. True reconciliation. So, if we say we are praying possessive prayers, what this means is that first of all, we are enforcing our dominion mandate. The seven blessing of mankind God gave us, we are enforcing it. Be fruitful, we are enforcing it. Multiplying, we ought spiritually enforcing it. We subdue. We replenish. We are enforcing it. When we finish, then we go and say, the devil, this place you are occupying is not your own. So as we have already prosecuted you, we are here to bind you. And we have that authority because we are speaking from Zion. We bind him. And after we are done binding him, we take the spoil of the goose. How do we take it? We reconcile. We are out. So in the book of Joshua chapter 14 verse 12, can we read that scripture? Follow me here. Oh Jesus. Kalevebra sataka. Now therefore give me this mountain. Shedevebra kunda. See, if you are not ready, go and sleep. Caleb was promised by Moses that because of what he and Joshua has done, there is a land that they will give to him. At his age of 80 years, this old man went to Joshua and said, the promise that I'm coming to redeem my promise. He said, they are give me that mountain. The giants are there. That is the mountain I want to go for. Why? Because I have what it takes to bind. And he said, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great, and what? First, there is a strong man. No mountain is an easy thing to go for. But he said, give it to me. Oh, Vela Sotekaya. He said, if it so be the Lord will, be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out. I pray for you. Let me tell you, God is with you. It doesn't matter the gates or the fence or the strength of the walls that is surrounding the things that belong to you. As long as God has spoken that this is yours, I said, go and drive them out. You are there. See, if you are worrying, that nonsense. Don't accept it. Tell them that yes, it's true. It happened to my auntie, her sister, her two daughters, by me. Give me that marriage. I am here to drive you out. Possessive prayers. Possessive. Don't let anybody control you. So we are born into. Especially in this Ghana economy, in Ghana, this Ghana country, let me use that word. We are raised to accept anything. Mediocrity is our life. Anything, yes. Somebody was comparing us to the Kenyans. So, when you come, who calls you song? When you say, Empa, the devil, whether you're song or how, he is not going to spare you. So throw bed jim no. Jin and temna when it's until. Is it because the devil, whether you are doing good or you are doing bad, his job is to come and still kill and destroy. He doesn't care. So there's no place for you to think that as long as you if your Christian life is not confrontational, forget it. The devil will walk on you. And you are here. You go to an office and say, this office. Hey, whatever position you like in that office, give me that mountain. That is what people like John Knox had, and they prayed that give me Scotland, because they know that they can possess a whole nation. In Psalms chapter 2, he said, ask of me and I shall give you what? The nations. You are here. You don't know you can possess America. See, the man is even dead. Let me continue. You don't know you can possess Ghana. You don't know. Your own life. And you see, these things have become so real that Christians today can be shortchanged, foul played by unbelievers. Anybody who's not born again is an illegal occupant of anything that they are holding. They are just sure it is when your time is up, they'll be kicked out. If you think I'm lying, go and ask him, man. When the time of Mordecai was up, he was hung on gallows. When the time of Esther was up, God has to find a way to kick Vashti out of the system. Anybody, any place you go, and you stand for God, go for the top. Go for it. Who said you cannot be the best student in the class? So you see, Christians, as I told you, the mountains, they are there. They are. You say what? For they were great and first cities. Jerusalem was a nation that nobody dared to take. Because they were what? Lepers who occupied that place. But a man like David does not take no for an answer. He went after it. And he took it and he named the city of God. Not knowing that that was a spiritual... Oh, I don't know if somebody's following me. Not knowing that that word Jerusalem, that city physically, was having a spiritual similitude in heaven. And God was looking for a man who understands his dominion principle and mandate and walk and pick that city. And a man came called David. I pray for you. Go back home. Let nobody intimidate you. After you have done your prosecution prayers, my brother, my sister, be ready to possess. Give me that city. Therefore, let's move on. We said we take possession by what? Reconciliation. So in reconciliation, what do? We are mandated to preach to all creation that we have been restored back to God. Tell every creation. Hence, they can't be used against us. And that they must answer to our demand when we speak. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. We are supposed to redeem creation through reconciliation. In the book of Ephesians, God said we should redeem a time. Colossians, he said we should redeem time. So redemption is our mandate. But how do we do that redemption? When it comes to creation and our life, we are supposed to redeem them by reconciliation. What is the message of reconciliation? That whatever thing that God has created on this earth, the planetary bodies and everything, you tell them that you have been reconciled to God, you can't harm me. And when I make demands, you answer. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and what? Preach the gospel to what? Every what? Every creature. The trees, they have ears. In Isaiah, the prophet called the earth and heavens as what? A witness. In Deuteronomy, Moses called heaven and earth to bear him witness. Creations have ears. So if you are from Ashanti region and they use Antwa to kill people, it is up to you to allow Antwa to affect you. There are some people here, they are being told that they can't eat cassava. Because cassava is omukradien. You die. You. Yeah, they said you can't chew this. Hey. I said the day that they told me that typhoid is my sister, so I can't eat chicken, was the day I got angry. Me. I reconcile chicken. You can't harm me. Oh. Certain things. Are you listening to me? So our reconciliation is that the elements, creation, and everything that exists, we tell them, according to God, we preach the gospel to them, you have been reconciled. You have been restored to the order of creation in the Garden of Eden. And that you are meant that we should control you. You can't control me. So the date cannot control you. The month shouldn't control your activities. The night shouldn't control your activities. So you must be able to command the morning to work for you. You should be able to command the sun and the star. That is why sometimes we go for crusade and we see that the weather has changed. And we read through and know that this is not God's will. We say, hey, rain, pack yourself. We are busy here. And you hear. It was this understanding that Joshua had. And said, we are doing the Lord's work, son. We need more light to finish this God's work. Stay there. The son obeyed. Why? Creation is subjected. So the Bible said that the earnest expectation of creation await the manifestations of the sons of God. What is the manifestation? That the sons of God will reconcile them to God. And how is that reconciliation done? That creation can never anymore harm the son of God. That is why if they use water to curse you, it will not work. Have you said the Bible said they kill us daily but we don't die? Do you know why? Because we have reconciled what you want to use against us. They can't respond. So Elijah told them, call your God. He might travel. Call him. He might call him. Shout, call him. He said, no, you have to cut yourself to appease him. When they finish, he said, now you pack. Let me show you how it is done. Why didn't they respond? Because there was a man over there who had that authority of God to represent the interest of God that he could reconcile man and curse him. So that day, the altars, the powers, they couldn't respond because the owner has come. They were wrong owners. He bind them and took the city. What is that thing in your family? I'm telling you why I'm so bold as a Voltairean. I don't fear anything. No? If you call the son, oh Jesus. In the book of Psalms chapter 121 verse 6, this was the revelation that David caught. He said, the sun shall not smite you by day. So if you go and engage the sun god after me, I have reconciled the sun with me to Christ. He has no right to affect me. You can't kill the believer. You are there. Oh, Jesus. Eh? So what I want to tell you that today, first advice, I want to tell you, no enchantment in your office can kill you. No witch in your family can take your life. This is not math. We know what we are talking about. We will go to court and prosecute them and take the mandate and come, and then we will deal with them by possession. We will reconcile the things. So if they come and then the food, last time you're not here when I was talking about the wachi. Who was here when I talked about the wachi? I've not told him yet. Let me call, because there's a wachi. You know the wachi area there? Do you remember one time you were with me in the car, we bought that for us, I was hungry, I didn't eat. And I waited and you saw me praying. I don't know if you noticed, because I had a revelation. I saw that something was planted there that whenever you come to buy, your money is connected to that altar. And I saw that people's pockets were punch holes by spirit. And I took the food. I said, hey, as for this watch, I'll buy and buy because it's very nice. You can't punch holes in my... I'll eat it. The rice does not belong to her. She didn't create the beans. She didn't create the water and the ingredient thereof. My money is God's money. I pay tight. You cannot devour me. I ate that watch. I know what I'm doing. You travel to your hometown, which is cook, you know it. Eh? Me? Let me help you. Whoever is bringing you the food, especially the elder ones, they have already dedicated that food. Yes. When you go for family, they pour some of... My father taught me this thing, though. Say, you pray over it and eat. Nothing will happen here. My old man, he's a stubborn man. So I learned that in very early. Me, even that I didn't understand. Until now, I got to say, the man knew what he was doing. That's from my mom's hometown. Oh, I remember the first time I was going to introduce my wife to my grandfather at her hometown. They were around. I introduced her. My mom said, don't tell them. I said, why? They are even invited to the wedding. If you can fly and come, what will meet you in the air? Am I not here? You can't go to your hometown because you are scared they'll kill you. And they'll carry the sand off your feet and they'll use to do something. You can't even give people money because you are scared that they'll use against you. They'll control you. You allow them, they'll keep controlling you. And you see that. I heard stories and sometimes I wonder that rich people will park their car at the outskirts of the village, change their clothes and look tattered. God forbid. I'll drive that car into my hometown. The Bible says, in the presence of my enemies, he shall what? Lay a table. How can the enemy see what God has done? So some of you are in school, you can't see because you are scared that they are family witches. I said, I'm teaching you how to possess. Quickly. There are four areas of possession we have to learn. Next week, we are going to start hitting them. Today, time is fast spent. Are you with me? So strategic prayers are one of the we possess. We get up and say, oh, these dollars, I take authority over you. In as much as you are fighting the CD and you are giving him Azuma Nelson knockdown, my pocket, you can't affect it. I immune myself against depreciation because this money you are meant to serve me, not me to serve you. I can't work for you to take it. So Lord, fill it. That is where you find out that you can still have 100 CDs and live fully. Somebody will have 1,000 CDs and cannot survive. I'm showing you kingdom principles of survival. This is my life. Ask my brother, he'll tell you. Last 2 weeks, he sat me down and asked me, so, man of God, how have you been surviving? And I laughed. I said, bro, you already know. The elements of this earth, we are created to dominate them. They are to work in our interest. And to the glory of God, Jesus has restored that dominion unto us. It is up to you to take possession of it. You go and sit down before an exam, and then some lecturer who has issue with the wife, and your name and the wife are the same. So they call the wife Sarah. Unfortunately, her maiden name is Nyakon. And she sees your name as Sarah Nyakon and says, All these are Anyagun people, they are not correct. See this nonsense. See this nonsense. See. I feel you. God, don't come and see me. Why? Because Esar Anyagun broke his heart. My brother, my sister, you have to pray. So when Ebuke said, I will pray. If I don't pray, he will make mess of you. That prayer is possessive. You can't use me to express your anger because of me. I'm not the one to vent your anger upon. Go and look for that Sarah. Not me. My paper, you can't touch it. Four areas we are going to look at possessive prayers. Number one, possessing the gate of your destiny. Some of you, your life is free entry and exit, free market. Anything can enter and exit. Headache, palm knocker. Stomach, palm knocker. Unnecessary thing, palm knocker. Free entry, free exit. No. I'm going to teach you to possess your destiny. Everything that happened to everybody happened to you. COVID, you got some. Diarrhea, unyebi. Apollo, unyebi. Everything. You are part. Why are you free entry, free exit like that? It's true. The person is born again. But it's free entry, free exit. Anything that will happen, as long as you... No. That is not the life of somebody who has authority and dominion. Your life, you must decide what comes in. And you must decide what goes out. Number two. Placing demand on the fulfillment of prophetic words. There are spirits that have taken interest in whatever God has said concerning you. And they have decided that they will make sure that it never happens. It is up to you. But if you place demand, those prophetic words will be fulfilled. There's prophecy over you. You must leave it to the fullness. Are we on the same page? I want you to walk with your chest out and let the devil feel it. That you know what you're up to. Intimidate the devil some. Number three, laying claims of God's provision. If I want to dwell on these possessive areas of prayer, I'll talk about healing, wholeness, deliverance, many things. These are divine provisions. There are believers who have come to a point where they accept certain things in their life. As for me, BPED. Me, if you say that in front of me, I'll deal with you. This man is a health practitioner, but he has never suffered any of the things he has been treating. But I know of a majority of health practitioners, they are victims of their own profession. Am I lying? Why is he different? Why are you different? Because if you have free entry, free exit, everything will be entering and exiting. And if you cannot lay claims of divine insurance, the devil will deal with you. Are we there? Finally, enforcing kingdom decrees. Anything that the Lord has spoken concerning your life, it is out of possessive prayer we enforce it. Are you ready? Starting from this Sunday into next week. And as long as God is going to lead us, anything that you have desire, that's why I already told you the expectations of the righteous shall not be what. Go back and sit down. Look at the things that you have desired. Your dream. No dream is a foolish dream. Oh. You don't know. Give me Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. They don't know. Let me help them. There's no dream that's unattainable. Let me show you. Go to verse 19. Okay, yeah. Hi. Now unto him that is able to do what? Read with me. What? Do you hear all that? We ask or what? So what you have imagined, God can do more than that. So if you are here, you imagine that you buy a private jet. God is telling that you can even own an airport. You see, to you, you don't believe it. Because if you look at where you are coming from, how can this be? As I said, the devil has buffeted most of us to the extent that we accept everything. Me, I'm not with you. You are alone. I'm not with you. No. I'm not with you. So if you tell them, we are not with, are you with them? As for this family, nobody builds a house and sleep in. Our own estates. If I get angry, I'll sleep in each of them every day. To shame the devil. As for this family, nobody travel. You can't. The moment I hear that thing, that's when I like those things. When I hear them, I say, oh, God wants to show himself great here. Nobody has bought car in your family. If you buy a car, you get accident. Hey, if I buy the car, I say, hey, I reconcile you. You have to serve me. I'm not going to serve you. No accident for you. That is it. Are we on the same page? Are we on the same page? So go back. Go home. Go and write out those dreams you had. Go and read through those prophecies that they give you. And begin to possess them. And begin to possess them. The Bible said we shall be the head and not the tail. Go back and possess those blessings. See, there is greatness that awaits us. If the Bible said that it took two people to turn the city upside down, you are enough to turn your family upside down. Do you know what it means? That they changed the whole situation in the city. So if the city was a place of drunkard, they turned it upside down and changed the whole situation. I am here to tell you that it has happened before and it is repeatable, because two people changed an entire city. What shows I can't change your family's issue? I said you will be the reason why your family name will be respected. Amen. Can you rise to your feet? Oh. I don't know. But we are entering the month of take it all. I declare July, take it all. Take it all. Our July watch night, Perez night, is a night of take it all. Leave no space. Leave no space. Take it all. We are here to possess. We were created to possess this earth. So, Melchizedek said to Abraham, the God Most High, possessor of what? Heaven and earth. He is our father. And we are the heir. Whatever is my father's is mine. Can you lift up your voice and say something? I don't know what you want to say, but say something. Hey, my academic life, I possess it. My marriage life, I have authority. Nobody, no force, no power. No. You don't have a place in my marriage. My profession, my career, my going and my coming. So Paul said, if we live, we live for the Lord. And even if we die, komando shatekebra sataka. Don't let the devil rob you of what God has given you. People are using foul means and other dubious means to have control. How much more you who have the Spirit of God in you? The Bible said that the Spirit that rose Jesus from death, if that same Spirit worked in you, and in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, the verse 18, that was, he said that when you come to know of the power at work in you, and that authority that rose Jesus and made me ruler of all principalities, that is what is residing in you. Oh, why will you let the devil rob you? I want you to speak like Caleb and say that, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain of my career. Oh, give me that mountain. For if the Lord be with me, I shall drive them out. Adele meko brasata kaya. Adolo moko sende. Any leper in your family, occupying the Jerusalem of your family, adeko rasene me antaka. Will you walk to that place and drive them out? The land of Canaan was for the children of Israel. It was a promise. It was a promise given to them by God through their grandfather. But the Bible said when they lock their horns, they are able to take over. Lock horns. Is that all you can do? Lock horns. Lock horns. Lock horns. Look into your life now where you are being robbed. Oh, Rasende Keva Brasaya. Look into your life now. Is it your health, your academics, your finances? Come on, take it to court and prosecute and take possession. We are kings. We don't succumb. We are lions from the tribe of Judah. Are you ready to roar? Roar, roar, roar over the matter. Rova da mata. Kivranda bako sende. Ora shede brekabaya. Handa baba bako sende. Ora sende. In the name of Jesus.
So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.